7 Days in May by Kristen Sergel, based on the novel by Fletcher Knebel and Charles W. Bailey II, starring Edward Asner and Senator Fred Thompson, directed by Nick Olcott. Recorded before an audience at the Voice of America in Washington, D.C., for worldwide broadcast over the Voice of America and throughout the United States over National Public Radio. An L.A. Theater Works radio production in collaboration with Arena Stage, jointly presented by the Smithsonian Associates and the Voice of America as part of the Radio Theater Live recording project. The time is the Cold War, and the President and Congress have entered into a nuclear disarmament treaty with the Soviet Union. The charismatic chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff believes that the Soviets will not abide by the treaty and begins to take action. And now, 7 days in May.
Colonel Casey, you stuck with Sunday duty again?
Well, you wouldn't suggest we let the Pentagon stand empty just because it's Sunday, would you, Lieutenant Huff?
No, sir. At least I wouldn't suggest it in writing.
Everything running smoothly?
Dead calm. I'll be in with the current radio traffic as soon as it's decoded. Mm-hmm. Oh, and today's secretarial help is already in there waiting for you. A little wit behind the ears. Whack Private Davis.
Well, let's hope we don't have to defend the country before tomorrow.
Oh, sir, yes, sir. Good morning, sir.
At ease, Private Davis. That's better. How long have you been in uniform?
2 months, sir.
Yeah, I thought so. Have a seat.